just as our mind and senses can mislead us, our intelligence can also mislead us through rationalization. So can we say this Krishna is doing this because that's what we want? See, rather than saying Krishna is doing it, we can say Krishna is allowing it. See, we have been given our intelligence, and it's up to us how to use the intelligence. Krishna gives us a choice. So now, we can use the intelligence to go closer to Him, or we can stay away from Him and rationalize that using our intelligence, or go further away from Him also. So, in general, when we come into our inner territory, it's very difficult for us to know this is the mind, this is the intelligence. What is it actually at that moment? What this voice is speaking, is this the mind's voice or is this the intelligence voice? So in general, if you have to take any major decisions in our life, it's best to not take them instinctively, not take them fast. Just press a pause button. Okay, this is what I feel like I should do. And I have this reasoning. Now, is this a right reason or is it a wrong reason? Is it a real reason or is it a rationalization? How do I know? A good thing is to pause, because we all have a core sincerity. Otherwise, we would not be practicing bhakti. But sometimes our conditioning overcomes our sincerity. So if we just pause and don't act, then gradually our sincerity again surfaces. And then you can, this was my reasoning, but you know, maybe I had some ulterior motives because of which I wanted to do this. We can evaluate that. And we can, of course, consult senior devotees, consult our spiritual guides. They can also provide us guidance. See, normally we look at everything and everyone through our mind. That means if somebody comes and starts speaking very sweetly to me, I think, you know, what does he want? Maybe they want me to do something. That's why they're speaking so sweetly. So now it could be true, and that's all the kind of experience we have had. The point which I'm making is that often we see everyone through the filter of our mind. Now, if we have even one or two devotees, you know, whom we don't see through our mind, we see our mind through them. That means my mind is saying this, but they are saying this. You know, I'm doing a particular service, say, and for that I have to do some things. So if somebody is, say, promoting, I think the many examples came there. Say somebody is preaching on the internet, and they, for the preaching on the internet, they need to have social media where they're promoting themselves. Now somebody comes and tells me, hey, you are becoming very proud. Now I may think that actually I'm doing this for my service. For my service it's required. Now, if I'm seeing them only through my mind, I'll say, this person is simply envious of me. But if I have some trust in that person, then I'll say, hey, let me investigate. Instead of seeing them through, okay, this person is saying this, my mind is saying this, which is true. So if we have some devotee friends through whom we see our mind, then that is a great fortune. You know, when I say that will help us to actually catch our rationalizations. Now, it's not necessary that when we see the philosophy in a way that is suitable for us, that is not necessarily always rationalization also. One principle of bhakti is also anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vachanam. Accept that which is favorable, reject that which is unfavorable. So, if we find certain aspects of the philosophy, certain aspects of the practices, they are conducive for us, they help us to grow, then that may also be just accepting that which is favorable for us. So if we are not becoming judgmental, if we are not becoming superior, if we are not becoming argumentative, then it need not be a rationalization. It's just simply an admission that this is what I need for my practice of bhakti. So rather than holding ourselves guilty or holding ourselves as right, or defending ourselves of right or just admitting I'm guilty, it's better to keep things in abeyance. Keep things in pause and evaluate with the guidance of some devotees. And again, if I said it's a major decision, it's good to write things down also. This is what I think about this. Write things down, and then when we write things down, that becomes like a snapshot of our mind, snapshot of our thinking. And come back after a week, come back after a month and look at that. Hey, I was thinking like this, you know, but I didn't think of this factor, and this is such an important factor. Then our thinking becomes broader. Just getting the thoughts out of our head create some distance. And when the distance is there, the distance itself brings some objectivity. As long as thoughts are inside me, we just are too caught up with the thoughts. Our head is congested. Get them out. Don't act on them. Get them out and then wait for some time. Then evaluate them. Then we'll be able to catch ourselves. And usually it's not that the rationalization is entirely a self-serving rationalization. There is some element of truth to it. There is something which we need for our own spiritual growth. Sometimes we may need some space. And we may find some aspect of philosophy which justifies our having some space. That may be a genuine need for some people. That's okay. So by getting association of trustworthy devotees through whom we see our mind, and by getting the contents of our mind outside so that we can evaluate them more objectively, and by just waiting, not acting on it immediately, by all this we will be able to evaluate and then arrive at a more mature decision. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivind ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you. Thank you. Jai.